The Supreme Court has ruled on several cases today, the final day of its term. They include decisions on commercial speech, legal representation in death cases, and sodomy. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is at the court. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
This would have been the time for some retirement announcements by the justices. Were there any?
There were not. In fact, the Chief Justice rather puckishly at the end of the opinion announcing said, "The court wishes to announce the retirement." The entire press section leaned forward, and then he said, "Of the court librarian."
Dirty pool.
Yeah.
Well, now, one of the significant rulings today was about sodomy. What was that case about?
This is a very big and important case. The court, by a vote of 6-3, reversed its decision of 17 years ago in a case called Bowers versus Hardwick and declared that private sexual conduct among consenting adults is protected by the Constitution and cannot be made a crime. This case began with the arrest and conviction of two men in Texas who police had gotten a false report of a disturbance. They came into these men's apartment, found them having sex, arrested them, and they spent the night in jail. Then they were convicted and paid a fine, and they claimed that the Texas law making homosexual sodomy a crime is unconstitutional. And today, the Supreme Court agreed. It was a very dramatic scene in the courtroom. Justice Kennedy wrote the opinion for the majority. His voice was shaking as he, at some length, explained his opinion. Sitting in the courtroom was Harvard Law professor Larry Tribe, who had argued the case 17 years ago, the Bowers case 17 years ago. And lost by a vote of 5-4 when the court upheld both the sodomy statute in Georgia. And I was sitting quite near to Professor Tribe, and he was crying.
Yeah. Any clue to the reasoning behind the majority ruling?
Well, there's a long opinion in which Justice Kennedy explains the reasoning of this. The vote was 6-3. And he says that the Bowers decision 17 years ago was not correct when it decided that homosexual conduct could be criminalized when it's private and consenting. It's not correct today. And he said the Bowers case is hereby overruled. This case does not involve minors, he says. He said it doesn't involve people who might be injured or coerced. It doesn't involve public conduct or prostitution. It does involve two adults who, with full and mutual consent, engaged in sexual practices common to homosexual lifestyle. These men's right to due process under the Constitution gives them the full right to engage in private conduct without government intervention. It's part of their liberty interest, he said. And Texas's statute furthers no legitimate state interest which can justify an intrusion into the individual's personal and private life like this.
I wonder what it means for gay marriage.
Well, the court went out of its way to say that it doesn't mean anything, that the state has other interests in sanctioning marriage between heterosexuals, and that this is a case about private homosexual conduct. The dissenters, of course, did not see it that way. They thought this would lead to the legalizing of gay marriage.
And they were?
The dissenters were Justices Scalia, Thomas, and the Chief Justice, Justice Rehnquist. Scalia spoke from the bench in announcing his dissent. He said that the court had taken sides in the culture wars. Today's opinion, he said, is the product of a court which is the product of a law profession culture that has largely signed on to the so-called homosexual agenda, by which I mean the agenda promoted by some homosexual activists directed at eliminating the moral opprobrium that has traditionally attached to homosexual conduct.
NPR's Nina Totenberg at the Supreme Court.